Sechtes Ala is Pergvav Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah is a continuation of the Mishnah from yesterday, where we learned that if you have a wall divide that's an outer wall of a house, and there's Tumah in that wall, so depending on where the Tumah is located in the wall, if it's closer to the outside or closer to the inside, that will determine which way the Tumah spreads. So our Mishnah is now a continuation. However, instead of discussing the outer wall of a house, we're discussing a divider that divides either between two houses or between two floors. So let's see the Mishnah. You have a wall that divides two houses. So two houses are semi-attached, and they share a wall. And there's tumah in the hollow in that wall. So do we say that the tumah spreads to both houses? Does it only spread to one house? We divide an imaginary line down the middle of this wall, and look where the tumah is closer to. Whichever house it's closer to, that house becomes tumah. And the house that is further away from the tumah will remain tar, mechta lemechta, if it's smack in the middle of the wall, so then it's treated, that part is considered like it serves both houses, then shneim tameyin, both are tamei. In other words, the part of the house, the part of the wall closer to each house is considered serving that house. The exact middle of the wall serves both houses, so therefore tumah there will extend to both houses. Tumah b'yachad mehen, similarly, if there's tumah in one of the houses, the kalim b'kaisel, and you have kalim within the hollow of the wall, so then it depends where the kalim are. Mechatzio klapi tumah tameyin. If the kalim are in the part of the wall closer to the tumah, they'll be tameh. Mechatzio klapi tara tahirin. If they're in the part of the wall further from the tumah, they'll be tahar. Mechatzel mechatzio, if they're smack in the middle, which serves both houses, then harehin tameyin. Then that part is still tameh from the tumah that's located in the house. Maziva shebein abayis laliyah. You have a divider that divides between the first story and the second story of the house. So it's the ceiling of one part of one story, and it's the floor of another story. So then the Mishnah says, just take the same concept and divide that ceiling slash floor in half. Tumah b'saicha, if there's tumah within it, within the hollow of this divider, so it depends where it is. Mechetzi lamatan, if it's in the lower half, then habay is tameh, the first floor is tameh, valiyah tahira, and the upper story is tar. Mechetzi lamaylon, if it's in the upper part of it, haliyah tameh of habay is tar, then that serves more, that's considered to serve the attic, or the upper story, and not the house, and therefore the attic is tameh, and the house is tar. Mechtel mechta, if it's smack in the middle, so it's considered, that middle is considered to serve both the lower story and the upper story, shnei and tameh, and both, the tumah will spread to both houses, or to both the stories. Tumah b'yechad mehen v'kelim b'maziva. What happens if there's tumah in one of the stories, and there's kelim in this divider? So it depends where the kelim are. Mechetzu klapi tumah tameh, and if they're closer to the tumah, they'll be tameh. Mechetzu klapi tara, if they're further away, they're in the divider, but further away from the half, they're in the half that's further away from the tumah, then tahirin, they'll be tar. Mechtzel mechtzel, if they're smack in the middle, arayin tameyin, then they'll be tameh, because that middle serves both the upper story and lower story. So zakhtu Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, ayim ekol ha-maziv al-aliyah. No, don't say that this divider serves, divided in half because it serves both the upper story and lower story. No, the maziv of the divider mainly serves the upper story, because the upper story guy needs the floor more than the guy downstairs needs the ceiling. And therefore, if there's tumah just about anywhere in this maziva, it's only going to spread to the upper story because that's where it mainly serves. Now we immediately go from this into Mishnah Hay, and we're going to learn Mishnah Hay like the Perush of the Rav, who learns that it's a continuation of Rabbi Huda Shita. Because Rabbi Huda says in the last part, as we just learned moments ago, that the maziva, the divider, always serves the upper story. So Zakt Rabbi Huda, that's true for most of the maziva. However, the lowest part of the maziva is considered to serve both. And let's see how that translates into halacha. Tumah ben akairis, if there's tumah between the beams. The beams are the lowest part of this maziva. They're the part of the maziva that's closest to the lower story. So there's tumah amongst those beams. V'tachtea keklipas hashom. However, you can't see it, the tumah, when you're standing in the lower story. Why not? Because there's a thin layer of plaster, like a keklipas hashom, means like a peel of garlic. There's a thin layer of plaster that's closing up the area, so you can't physically see the tumah, but it's there, it's in the lowest part of the maziva. So then, it depends. If there's a pesach tefach of space, hakol tameh, it's considered like a kever sasam, like a closed grave. And since this area serves both the upper and lower story, the tumah will spread to both the upper and lower story. im ein shom Pesach Tefach, if it's not a Pesach Tefach, so then it's like a closed tuma. So Rayan is a tuma kili yoitem. We view the tuma like it's sealed, like it's a sealed block. And the tuma will basically break through and it will penetrate into the upper story and be metame, the upper story. Like Rabbi Huda holds that it serves the upper story and therefore the tuma will go up. If the tuma was visible in the lower story, in other words, now we're saying that till now we were saying that the tuma was closed up with some plaster, you couldn't see it. Now the last case of the Mishnah, you could see the tuma. So then, if you could see the tuma, then ben kachu ben kachabayis tami. Then it doesn't matter where in the maziva it's located. It could even be in the highest part of the maziva, which is closest to the upper story. It could even be that high. It will still be, the tuma will still only spread to the lower story. Because if you can physically see the tuma with your eyes, then it's treated as if it's in that house. The only time we start calculating is if you can't see the tuma in the maziva. But once you can see it, then it always goes only down to the bayis, because it's treated like the lower story if you can visibly see it.